Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's been a big year for beefs. 2024 is the year of the argument.
I was thinking charcuterie.
Beefs? You immediately went charcuterie?
I swear to God, I did. I was like, oh yeah, nice pastrami, ooh, nice pepperoni
with a spicy mustard.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Anyway,
okay, a little prosciutto.
Yes. Oh, I'm all about that prosciutto.
Speaking of beefs, 2024, the year of the beef. We had Kendrick Lamar and Drake. Now we have Zach Bryan versus the whole staff at Barstool. And now it looks like there's a little game show beef going on because there's a new game show host in town. It doesn't seem like the people at Jeopardy are happy about it because Travis Kelce got roasted through a $200 Jeopardy clue this week. Here it is.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than as a three-time Super Bowl champ.
There. Was Travis Kelce?
Correct.
Oh, shots fired.
The boys are fighting. But listen, I think that's a great compliment, and specifically as a lady, because we've seen so many women be called Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend or Denzel Washington's wife or whoever. Like, there's so many women that are just associated with their men that there's a small part of me that's like, oh my God, I love that he's just Taylor Swift's boyfriend or girlfriend.
I feel like inside of me is that guy years ago that was protecting Britney Spears, and I just want to yell, leave the Kelce brothers alone! Leave them alone!
I think it's all in good fun.
It's been a rough week for those dudes.
It has been a rough week. You know, just Mercury's back in lemonade or whatever, so I feel like everyone's just been kind of going through it. Okay, three people have been charged in Liam Payne's death. If you missed this story, which how could you if you have been paying attention to the news at all. Well, former One Direction band member recently passed away after he fell off a balcony in Argentina. It was pretty much presumed that there was some drugs involved. He was inebriated, under the influence, and now three people could be held accountable for his death. So there are three people involved here. Argentinian authorities have ruled out self-harm. I actually think I saw somewhere that the video footage shows that he fainted, like fell off the balcony. So it wasn't like a leap and a jump for something intentional to happen. So this happened on a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires back in October. And the video, again, shows him fainting, not jumping off the balcony. One of the defendants who could be held accountable is described as a friend who reportedly accompanied Liam on a daily basis during his stay. This person is being charged with, quote, abandonment of a person followed by death. And then the other two people that are currently being charged, they are being charged with supplying Liam with the drugs. Toxicology reports confirmed that Liam was under the influence for at least 3 days leading up to his fall. He had traces of alcohol, cocaine, and a prescription antidepressant in his system.
All right, so I want to make sure I understand this. The two people who were supplying drugs makes total sense. But the first one, abandonment of a body. So you mean somebody was there when it happened and they didn't report it to the authorities?
No. This person is charged with abandonment of a person followed by death. So let's say this is my understanding of the situation. Okay. If I think you're a danger to yourself, like you're super inebriated, you're hanging off a balcony or whatever, and I bounce, that I think is what they're describing here. So I don't think anybody was in the room with him. And then they were like, bye.
Okay, so abandonment followed by death. Right. Not, okay.
None of this really totally surprises me. As we've said before, celebrities are not like us. They can get what they want. They can use their celebrity. People are eager to give them what they need and be part of that circle also. It's not hard to go to a hotel and find an employee going, hey, where can I find blankety, blankety, blankety? And somebody will do that for you. Now you're going to have to pay the price.
100%. And I think it's important that these people are held accountable because, especially like with everything going on with Diddy, I feel like there's been so much privilege where they've just been able to do whatever they want. They live above the law. They're able to treat people however they want to treat because they have the money and power to be able to do it. And, you know, when there's benefits to, you know, accompanying a celebrity and maybe slipping them some drugs, like there needs to be proof now that like when you become a danger to someone by enabling them or not looking out for them and not having their best interests at heart, like you're going to be, you could pay the price eventually. Okay. There's a reason why you may prefer to hear live music as opposed to just listening to something in your Spotify when you've got your headphones in. I never understood this. Like growing up, my family, like we were not concert people. But like I didn't go to my first concert until actually to see One Direction when I was 15. And then I was just excited to be there because I wanted Harry Styles to look at me in row 504 and go, that girl right there.
In 504.
In 504.
I was in college when I first saw my first concert.
Who was your first concert?
You probably won't even know the band. Don't even matter. Bangles?
No. The band. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mine was high school.
It was?
It's P. Diddy and the Family.
I was convinced the same way you were. This was on San Diego State campus, and it wasn't at a big venue, that the lead singer of that band was going to look down and see me and go, come on up here, big boy.
Yeah.
And by big boy, I mean I was like 117 pounds.
Yeah, me at 15, I was like, I'm shaving just in case. But basically, neurosurgeons are saying that when you go to see live music, it's just a little bit more interesting because you never know what's going to happen. They could change the notes, makes your brain get more excited to hear it. All right, a former NBA star recently visited a doll factory in Vegas to get one that looked exactly like his ex-wife. I'm going to tell you the tea on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.